Yeah, good morning, Roger. How are you, mate?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. I'm just about to put 25 people through their paces on a VersaClimb. I don't know if you know what a VersaClimber is.
Oh, that's tough.
Dave, you probably would never have done it.
No,
but
I would have no idea.
Yeah, that's tough. What is it?
That's tough. So I live on it. It's sort of a climbing apparatus.
Oh, is that like the fake stair thing where you pretend you go up the fake stairs?
Yeah, but you've got the arms going up and down.
Yeah, and if you've seen the Rocky movie, it's one of those.
Yeah.
So they're about to get, I think I'll make a few people vomit, I'm not sure.
That sounds horrific.
Yeah, no, it's a good session. Anyway, I'm about to do that. So this is a great launching pad and entree to what they're...
All right. Is it T-shirt, singlet or no shirt?
Nah, this is... Look, I'm intimidated by the group that's coming in, actually. They're younger than me.
Yep.
And so...
Oh, you'd have them covered, Rog.
Oh, no, I'll destroy them on the machine. They've got me covered in the rest of the apartment.
What about the tennis, mate? Let's talk about Ash Barty. That first set woes, there was none of that yesterday. Absolutely moated 6-1, 6-4. And I tell you what, she had a little sparkle about it too. There's a bit of determination, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a quietness about her on the court, a little bit like Roger Federer, but inside there's a roaring tiger. There's no doubt about that because... you mentioned it. You hit it on the head. The way she came out was a lot more relaxed. The day game, so probably during the day as well, allowed her a little bit. You know, it wasn't so intimate. When it's nighttime and you've got the night sky, it sort of feels a little bit bigger than it is during the day when you've got the light in the air. So, I thought she was really economical in the first set. Didn't have a break point against her. Had a lot of winners versus unforced errors. It wasn't big, but she controlled the set. It was really comfortable win. And then after that, you know, the reality is the percentages will suggest that she'll get through. And she had to fight off a few break points, but that's always a given at some point in a match. It's very, very uncommon to continually go through matches where you don't actually face break points. That was a step in the right direction. As the best players are doing, as we're seeing in the girls, in the women's draw, they are getting a little better as they've stepped out on the court for their second match going to a third round.
This young 15-year-old Coco Gauff, she's got some fight in her.
Yeah, hasn't she? It's very entertaining to watch because there's already this belief system that sort of was there beforehand, but it was just, you know, and that's courtesy of what was around her, and they obviously were drilling that into her but she has great work ethic, and she's modelled herself around the Williams sisters, so there's real work ethic there, there's commitment to the cause there, and passion and love for the game, and she gets a chance against Naomi Osaka again, and you guys might not be aware, they played in the third, they played in the US Open, and when they played last year in the US Open, she was overawed. It was a big stadium, 24,000 people in the house, and a big footprint, that tennis footprint on the court. And she got overawed and got overwhelmed there by Naomi, who's a massive ball striker, so was able to sort of take the racket out of her hand. And Naomi was outstanding. She went up to her after the match and told her, to, you know, don't get so upset about it because you're going to have plenty of opportunities. Got her involved in the after-match interview as well, which I thought was outstanding for a young lady to actually embrace her there because it was, you know, she was playing in America. And so it's going to be interesting to see because I think this will be a different type of match because Coco's now a little bit more comfortable. She knows what to expect on the bigger courts and the big stages. It'll be interesting to see if she can actually turn the tables. I'm still leading Osaka in this match. I thought she was also quite good yesterday.
What about Kyrgios? He's up against Simon. And look, he'd be also up and about and bouncing. I mean, it's a different Nick. And I know we say this every single morning, but does that give you confidence he can go really deep into the tournament?
It gives me confidence he'll get the job done against Simon for sure. There's no doubt about that. I think Jules used to be a top 10 player. He's a backboard. He's a retriever. He absorbs people's speed, pace of ball, and he hits a lot of ball back. But over time, Nick's gonna, you know, I think Nick's just got too many ways of winning points here, but he's gonna be challenged at times because Simon hits a lot of balls back and he's a road runner. I just like the calmness that he's playing with, and also he's channeling all the energy on the court and to his opposition. So if he continues doing that, yeah, there's going to be a few hiccups. We accept that. But for the majority, if he continues to do that, then he's a very dangerous proposition, Nick. And, you know, we sort of look towards potentially if he can get through a couple of encounters that he takes on Rafa Nadal, and that's the uh, That's the one I think everyone's looking for. So from an Australian perspective, that's the one we're looking for. Look, I'd just say before we look at today's matches, Johnny Millman was outstanding yesterday. Mm. Talking about a workmanlike tennis player who's got the best and getting the best out of his ability and getting a little better as well. He just puts it out there. He knows he's very honest, and I thought he was outstanding. And unfortunately, Jordan Thompson, I did this match. I did Grigor Dimitrov, who lost in 5 sets and took nearly 4 hours, and I backed up against with Jordan Thompson, who came back from 2 sets of love against Fabio Fognini, and that was a credible effort. He changed his game, got more offensive, and gave himself an opportunity, and just lost there in that final set tiebreak, 10-point tiebreak, so which is newly introduced into the Australian Open.
Popperin's got a good opportunity to go through to the third round.
Sorry, what was that?
Alex Popperin got a good opportunity to go through to the third round.
So today's matches, you know, if we look at them, Alex Bolt, the South Australian, takes on Dominic Thiem. Now, that's a big ask, but he can play freely. So that's the beauty of actually playing a big seed in this tournament. Dominic Thiem's, you know, he's got a chance this fortnight because the court's a little slow, a bit grippier. He likes a bit of time on the ball. So Alex is, you know, he can free hit in the third round. We talked about Nick. Alex Popper, I think, for mine, is going to get the job done against Munar. He's a Spanish guy out of the same, out of the Rafa Nadal Academy, but doesn't have a heavy ball. So there's a lot of ways to actually win points. He competes well, but I'm expecting Popperin, if he can hold his nerve, he's got a bigger game to win that match. And I also, you know, if we look at the women's side, we've got a couple of matches on display for Australia. And Tom Nanovic, she starts off against Muguruza, who's been a Grand Slam champion at the French Open. There's a potential upset there because Muguruza's really battling to find her game. You know, was at the pinnacle of the sport and has really now been struggling to find her game. So watch out for that one. That's first on Rod Laver Arena. And Priscilla Hahn, who's a young Australian who's finding her craft and actually had a pretty good year in 2019, takes on Angie Kerber. Again, Angie Kerber's not at her best, but I think we'll have too many weapons in that match. So there's a couple of to look out for Australia. And it was a really exciting day yesterday, boys. 5-5 setters in the men's, and we saw some real clinical displays on the women's side of it. And Ash Barty was one of those, and Serena Williams also bookend that.
Perfect, mate. Have you got the Aviators on this morning?
I haven't got the Aviators on this morning. I'm just, I'm pretty low key actually. But when what I do is when I get out there and I get into it, I impact. And so be careful.
I've got to ask, do you wear the Aviators through when you're walking through Melbourne Park? And if someone sort of pops up, do you know, doing autographs and stuff like that? Or is it very sort of, you know, quick from A to B, don't want to get, you know, amongst it too much, et cetera?
No, I love it. I don't love the Aviators. I wear the Maui Jims, actually. So I don't know if you've tried Maui Jims. You should try them. You know what I love about Melbourne Park is, and they're sporting fanatics. There's everything to do there. It's actually entertainment. It's an entertainment venue now, really, with a bit of tennis thrown in there, but which is fantastic. So everyone can turn up and families, etc. And sometimes you don't have to even go there to watch the tennis, but that's a bonus. But they're so passionate about it. It's interesting. They're actually becoming a bit more. We're becoming a little bit more like the Americans, where if you walk through the US Open site, they are continually talking tennis. And when they're on the watching practice sessions, they're all talking about, hey, look at Rafa Nadal's grip. Look at the way he stays on the ball. They actually dissect stuff. They're so into their sport. And we as Australians, I think we love our sport. There's no doubt about that. We're probably, we're probably a bit looser in that respect. But there's so much tennis talk going on, and the young kids, they love it. So it's great to be around.
All right. Well, quickly, mate, you know what Laurie used to do at the Queen Bianne Leagues Club?
I can only imagine.
He used to page himself. He'd get one of the boys in the Raiders to go out the front and just page to say, oh, would Laurie Daly come to reception, just so people knew he was there. Could we see that at Melbourne Park? You know, Roger Rashid to reception, please. He just strutted through.
Yeah. The open-air press conference, yeah. Roger Rashid up next. Yeah, exactly. I don't think that's going to work. There's not too many people that are interested, to be honest. There's a Roger here, but it's not... and he's taken all the... he's got the eyeballs on him, but it's definitely not me.
Oh, no. Give yourself a wrap, mate. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, boys. Have a good day.
See you, Roger. Buddy.